Thank you, and hello. I'm Carrie, as you heard. I'm going to tell you a breakup story tonight, but don't worry, it's not very sad. It's actually the story of 8 new scarves. This dude and I went out for a whole 4 months, and in those 4 months, he gifted me with 8 new scarves, 12 new volumes of poetry, a novel written by a musician he stalks online but refers to as a friend, a couple of children's books, which now seems a little odd, but I'm not gonna give you the whole inventory because it was a 4-month relationship. I'm supposed to be sad it's over. You don't need the list, right? My kid wants the list. All right, so there were 8 new scarves, which I told you about. They're hanging on the back of my bedroom door right now. I wear them sometimes, like this one is really lovely, so why shouldn't I put it on? The 3 pounds of coffee he bought me each month of our relationship, all of that has been consumed. It was whole bean espresso, which is my favorite. There was a ton of chocolate. I'm talking about bars of dark chocolate, caramel with sea salt, raspberry truffles, hot chocolate, little heart-shaped dove chocolates, more chocolate than anyone can eat, and trust me, I can put away the chocolate. The gourmet spices he bought me are still in my kitchen drawer because I never thought to use them. I couldn't pronounce most of them. There are some fancy salts also in my drawer, a couple of artisanal bags of soup. I'm not a soup person, so I've just got bags now of dried beans and vegetables. Lovely. There were 2 journals that he gave me. I filled all those pages up because I'm a writer, and every now and then as I was writing in the journals, I'd come across these odd notes he wrote me, so that's weird. He also gave me a notebook with the Cathedral of Milan on the front of it. I filled all those pages and went to Italy. There were 14 bottles of red wine, drunk, 6 bouquets of flowers, dead, more than 40 comic books, and this is weird because I don't read comics. I've never liked comics. Every time I told him I don't read comics, he'd buy me a new comic. So I had Archie, I had Aquaman, I had all the Batmans, Iron Man, the Fabulous Four, Fantastic Four, whoever they are, a bunch of lesser-known superheroes that you probably wouldn't recognize unless you, too, collect comics accidentally. He would give comic books to my daughter, he gave them to my dad, my sister, my brother-in-law, my nephews. Friends I would mention in passing that he would never met would get a comic. I don't know why, but I sold all of those over at Second and Charles to a guy named Evan who wore eyeliner far better than I ever could, so I hope he's enjoying them. There were 3 oversized coffee or tea mugs, which are decorative now in my kitchen. There was a custom-made leather belt, went to a leather shop in St. Louis, and he had me fitted for a belt. Okay. It doesn't fit me anymore, so I just keep it looped through the holes of my least favorite jeans. There were several reusable bags, those grocery bags from Trader Joe's from various cities. There was a canvas tote from an art museum in Cincinnati. A lovely coffee table book from that same art museum detailing an exhibit that I would never see and probably not care about. There was a t-shirt from a restaurant where we had lunch once. Sex toys he bought in Orlando, yet unused. And I'm sure I'm forgetting things like pencils, magnets, a calendar or 2 or 7. I'm not going to keep up with this because it's embarrassing now, but I will tell you that there's a name for this that I didn't know. Maybe you know it. It is love bombing. I know this now because after we broke up, my sister sent me all the blogs, all the memes, all the TikTok videos, so I know now that this was love bombing, and it's probably why I stayed in this relationship for 4 months when it could have been an easy 4 days. Would have known that this was enough. But my previous relationship experience had been that of scarcity. My ex-husband used to give me a gift card every Christmas because he didn't know what I wanted. I had an ex-boyfriend who managed to forget or ignore my birthday 4 years in a row. So I think that I was easily able to silence any alarm bells that were going off in my head as these gifts were rolling in. Plus, I really like wine and I really like books, so whatever. I'm not sad the relationship is over. I don't miss him. I don't have to. I have all these scarves. Thank you very much.